Chapter 1 Wanted. Galaxy Brides Corporation seeking 46 fertile, humanoid-compatible females of early childbearing years and A5-plus health status for marriage to strong, healthy Quirlixian males at their annual breeding festival. Possibility of royal attendance. Must be eager bed partners, hard workers. Virginity a plus. Apply with official health documents, travel papers, and IQ screen to Galaxy Brides, Phantom Level 6, X Quadrant, Earth Base 5792461. The idea had been simple. Uncover illegal virgin trading practices by Galaxy Brides Corporation. For years, it had been rumored Galaxy Brides used outlawed medical techniques to restore women's virginity. With planetary wars, an increase in pirate ships attacking lone fuel docks, and questionable repossessions by the larceny casino ship, virginity really shouldn't have been a big deal. And yet it was. Virgins meant more trade with the numerous barbaric, male-populated humanoid planets eager for fertile young brides. If the story broke, it would be huge. It was just the sort of thing to make a star reporter's career. It had everything. Evil corporations, illegal activity, sex and deception. Morrigan Blake was just such a reporter, or so she thought. Galaxy Brides monopolized the bride procurement industry and had strong-armed other companies out of business. If she was to bring down an evil breeding corporation that sold women to the highest bidder, she needed the evidence to do so. Unfortunately, solid evidence proved very hard to come by. Money bought power, and Galaxy Brides was sailing pretty in space credits. The medic units where such procedures took place were nearly impossible to find, since they looked like any other medic unit. It would take a series of diagnostic tests to reveal the chip sequencing necessary for virginity replacement. She would just have to get the women to talk to her, which hadn't been easy either. The brides were being compensated with otherwise expensive beauty and health treatments for their participation. Besides, most of them had their reasons for answering the advertisement, and none of them were all that eager to share about their pasts. All right, Morrigan's inner voice debated as she stared at her bare feet in the pedicure basin. Breeding corporations aren't exactly evil, and virginity replacement isn't illegal in all quadrants. Besides, betting virgins was such an antiquated notion. She would never understand why some people became so worked up over a piece of organic tissue. Sex was just sex. Not that she had personal experience with a non-mechanical partner. She had been with a droid once, and though it was fine, it was nothing special. Losing her virginity in such a way had been her choice, and the entire experience proved how overrated the whole sex thing was. A quick mind sweep of a computer program could reproduce similar sensations in less time and with much less energy. Most of the men she met were an angle to an investigative story. The others weren't humanoid compatible. Morrigan took a deep breath. Was it possible her pursuit of this story was just a desperate attempt to boost a career filled with wedding pieces and celebrity appearances? Right now, as she sat in the spaceship's expansive beauty parlor with the rest of the prospective brides, getting ready for the official docking later that evening, Galaxy Brides wasn't looking too evil. Controversial, yes. Evil, no. Aside from Erin Gray, who looked like she'd been conscripted into the program by her sister Riona, all the brides were clearly there willingly. "We're almost to the planet, and I have no real facts," Morrigan thought in dejection. The small metallic hands of a beauty droid worked frantically grooming her toes as another pulled her dark hair into a traditional Quirlixian upsweep. Curls were left to hang down her back in long, thick waves. The droid had used a hair extender to get her normally short locks to grow. The weight was heavy on her neck and hard to get used to. "Don't doubt yourself, Regan," she said under her breath, so none of the other women would hear her. Morrigan and the other brides had spent the last month being pampered and primped for the ceremony. Looking down at her legs, she gave a half smile. If nothing else, the trip had given her a lot of free benefits. Permanent hair removal, a body-enhancing lift, and time to contemplate the perfect color for her toenails. Galaxy Red Number 1 or Galaxy Red Number 2? Okay, she was definitely bored. According to her boss,